Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. Two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing their way through parenthood.
Hey guys, welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. Coming to you tonight from Shaylee's dining room.
Again.
It looks lovely tonight. She's got a little tablecloth.
And it's some candles. From India.
And it would be from
Most
India.
Of what we probably have is from India, but this I physically brought back from India.
I love it. Now I feel like I can't. Don't touch it.
Stain it.
How are you, Shaylee?
I'm good. How are you?
We haven't seen each other in like a month.
You've been gone. We hoarded up episodes.
We did.
So that we wouldn't delay in releasing them to the world.
Yeah, so we kind of binge recorded a bunch and then haven't seen each other in like a month. And you know what? You never looked better, kid.
Thanks. You either. You either.
So I've been traveling.
And you've been everywhere.
Yeah.
Or just one place. No, everywhere.
Two places. And speaking of travel, Shaylee tonight is going to talk us about how your traveling bug doesn't need to stop just because you got kids.
It just changes a lot.
Pack them up.
Pack them up. Have less of a good time. And hit the road.
Or the air.
Yeah, we're going to talk about air travel with kids.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of other car travel. Maybe some vacation tips. Stay tuned to find out. We don't know yet. We don't know yet. It's exciting. It's exciting.
Shaylee, can I tangent for a second?
Who's
your celebrity doppelganger?
Because
you just did a little something something.
Do you know or are you literally you don't know? Because there's definitely one that I get like 99.99999.
I have one that I think you are right now in this moment.
I feel like it's the same one because it's always the same one. Old men to young children. It's faded.
Is it like a long-haired, innocent Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, it faded when she cut her hair off and started getting naked all the time. I mean, I'd walk around town without any clothes on, and people say, you look like Miley Cyrus. Just kidding, I did not do that. But no, it's Miley Cyrus.
You more remind me of, like, someone doing an impression of
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana. I call her Hannah Montana.
Back in the day, I would say maybe 10 years ago, back when her, what's that last song? Was that what movie she was in?
Oh, yeah.
That time, it was, like, literally, like, five times a week people would tell me.
Okay, I like it.
Wow.
I'm a fan.
You've never heard that before. You didn't know. You just literally just saw me and thought Hannah Montana.
You did a little quirky
head
thing with a voice thing.
Someone told me once, you know what? It's not the way you look. Maybe it's just more your voice and personality. And I was like, thanks.
Okay, so Hannah Montana is here tonight, and she's going to lead us into this topic. But first,
I have a jean jacket on with flowers right now.
First, we have to think, oh my gosh, our amazing sponsor. I didn't know. Yeah. Whoa, I didn't see that this is who this was until right now.
Right.
Wow.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. This episode is brought to you by
snacks. All the kinds of snacks. Snacks. Why is that so funny? This is serious.
That's a funny word.
Snacks.
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 So we need some taglines for this amazing sponsor.
Okay.
I'm assuming this maybe kind of applies to the travel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, snacks. The only way to get through anything with the toddler.
Amen. Snacks.
Snacks.
Snacks. Snacks. You pregnant? Grab some snacks. Got kids? Grab some snacks. Had a hard day? Snacks.
Old? Snacks. why are you giggling? Katie is getting the giggles. Or maybe Katie just loves snacks.
I love snacks.
I feel like food just isn't appealing. If someone's like, do you want some almonds? You're like, nah. Do you want some like toast? Like, nah. But if they're like, you want some snacks?
That sounds fun.
I'm not really hungry, but I could go for some snacks.
That'll be our last tagline. Okay. Not really hungry, but I can go for some snacks. Okay.
Thanks, snacks. Okay, you ready for this? You want to open that snack bag? Okay.
I'll just be cracking and peeling.
Full commentary. Katie brought pistachios in a small snack bag, so she's illustrating one of our big points.
Did someone say snacks?
Snacks act. Did they send you that? I didn't get any care package.
You want one of my snacks?
No, thanks. Mm. I'm gonna talk. Okay, so quick outline, flights with children.
Yes.
And then we'll go into like a really really in-depth packing list of things you might or might not need to
bring. Love it.
Okay. Check on airline rules and regulations before you leave. Find out what you can bring, how much equipment you're allowed to bring for free with you, and then also if they have any sort of rules or regulations on age. Usually it's 2 and under are free. And then tell them you have a lap child, because I know some of them you can't check that box when you're booking the flights, but almost all of them you need to call and say, hey, I have a lap child. Here's their name. And they go, okay, cool, we'll add it. And it's no big deal. You might be able to do it when you check in, but just in case they give you problems, I would just call and do it before you leave.
Did Opal have to have an ID?
She didn't. It's optional. They said that you could bring an ID, but I had, we went to Walgreens and then they said, we don't do IDs here, silly. And then I was like, that's right. Why would you do IDs, Walgreens? You just take pictures of passports. So then I drove to the DMV and then I waited in line for an hour and I got up there and didn't know her social security number, nor have the card, nor had a husband at home. And I lost her favorite bow. And then I drove home and I burst into tears the moment I walked out because I was so like over the DMV with a 1-year-old. Anyway.
So you were like, no idea it is.
And I called Jonathan and was like, and then you are home. And he's like, I'm sorry. I'm out. I'm sorry. I just didn't have that. It was one of those like, I just want to be mad about this and just everyone to know that I'm mad and be mad with me. So anyway, then I never went back and got her the ID because the guy was like, I mean, you don't have to have it. I was like, done. Not bringing
perfect.
It. But I think like if there was like an emergency, you might want to have it.
What kind of ID-related emergency might arise?
I think, like, if your kid gets taken or something.
Oh, okay.
Right? Or you misplace them, then you can be like, here's their picture and all their stats. I don't know. Or if you go out into a country and then they're like, you can't bring that baby back in. How do we know they're not from America? And we're like, this ID? I don't know. Those were made up. That might be what they're for. Okay. Try to schedule a flight during a good time for your baby. This sounds like a no-brainer, but I had to have like an epiphany moment. So I was like looking through all the different flights, just trying to figure out like a good flight schedule. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute. I probably want to schedule that at a time where I don't have to wake her up to be at the airport at 6 if she normally sleeps until 8.
Good call.
Right? Or make it really late past her bedtime if I know she's probably not going to fall asleep on the flight. So anyway, try to get it in between their naps. She napped at the airports in between the flights. She wouldn't nap on the flight. So a little forewarned. For some reason, my brain didn't even think of that. Distractions on the plane. A plane trip is basically one big distraction for a toddler.
Ooh.
So if they are old enough to either pay attention to technology or like that, this is a big one. Preload the technology. So if you have a Netflix app, let's say it's buffering and or you're in the plane and you don't have access to the internet or whatnot, download the little shows, Clifford or Word Party, Opal's personal favorite, Sesame Street, to your phone, download them before, like 5 episodes, and then you don't have to like wait for it to load, wait for it to download, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just have it on your phone. That was a big one.
Package. Which is a new service that Netflix provides. They didn't
to download?
Yeah, they didn't always do that before. Wonder how I know that?
Because you tried, or it buffered? You buffered?
It buffered in the farm, and we said, let's just get cable, forget it, it's not worth it. And then we got cable and signed our 2-year contract, and then it said, new from Netflix, you can download off-site. And I was like, huh.
Oh, that would have been nice. We could have downloaded it at Shaley's house.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So, okay. Distraction, plane bag. I brought cheap little fun goodie bag filled with little cheapy toys that she'd never seen before. So, like, little tiny plastic things. You know how, like, there's, like, a little bouncy ball that they become attached to, or, like, some sort of weird little plastic thing that they love, or, like, a little... Anyway, just little cheapy toys like that she'd never seen before. Anything new is fun. So, like, a new little toy bag for her to explore, and they were all things that, like, if she drops it and I never see it again, it's cool. It's not, like, the really cool, like, oh, natural wood grown in your backyard, unpolished $60 toy someone gave you for your shower that you would cry if you lost. That, like, has literally her name burned into it or whatever.
I'm gonna need your guest list.
Okay. I do have a toy with her name burned into it. I don't think it was $60, but it's really cute.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, bro.
That's my daughter's name. In a wacky voice. Just in case you like that sort of thing. If not, just zoom past the
phone. How do you spell
it? It starts with an E. Mm-hmm. E-P-E-A-R-L. Erpal. With an R.
Okay.
After the double E at the beginning. With an, there's an accent above the second E.
It's Greek?
Mm-hmm. Good. It's the original origin.
Cool.
Can you use that in a sentence? Sorry. Have you ever watched a spelling bee?
Have I won a spelling bee? What'd you ask?
I'm sorry. Katie, we started out this with casual conversation of Katie talking about a 4.0 in high school. She's like, my first bee was in college. And then she goes, did you not have a 4.0? Which is never a good question to ask. And I said, why no? No, I didn't.
I don't understand.
I had close to one. And she goes, but you're a rule follower.
If you do the work, you get an A.
And I said, it's not that I didn't want a 4.0, Katie. Catherine, let's talk back through this.
But the
it's
not rules that I didn't are
want a 4.0.
The rules are take this test and get the answers correct.
Right.
And I went, okay.
See, I had a Catherine Day, a Catherine Finstermaker in my class.
Whoa, don't you.
Hold on.
Don't you out my maiden name?
I maiden named her. And I would have like a B, no, like an A minus, and I'd be thrilled with myself. And then you would like argue the curve for like your A plus instead of just an A. You'd be like, I want the plus. Oh, yeah. And then you'd like argue for the answer with the teacher. And then he'd be like, okay, I'll give that one to you, Finstermaker. And then you'd bump me to a B, which happened. Meredith, if you're listening.
Meredith?
I'm never getting over it. She was like one of my best friends. And also bridesmaid, who bumped me to a B once in a class. Okay.
You should have bumped her to guest book attendant.
Stop. Meredith. Okay. Snacks, all the snacks that'll also be in the packing list. Flat, light books. I prefer the ones that are unchewable. Those little, like, indestructible books.
Like board books?
No. You'll link them in the show notes.
Like fabric books?
No. The indestructible, chewy books. Oh, man. Okay, they're like paper, but not paper.
They're like plant-based?
They're plant-based. Those would probably be destructible. I feel like they're kind of plasticky. Think of like paper and plastic had a baby. And a thin layer baby with words on it, and it's a book.
They can chew on it. I'd like to know more about the love story.
They can't.
The backstory between paper and plastic.
Plastic was like, I feel like people think I'm bad and you're good, paper. But I don't know. What do you say? We get together and make a book. And the paper was like, yeah. That's as good as I get. Okay. Flat light books. If you know what I'm talking about, those moms who know what I'm talking about are like, that's such a good idea. They're basically weightless. It basically feels like you have sheets of paper in book form, but they're indestructible. You can wipe them off. You can submerge them in water fully. You can sanitize them. Your eyes are getting the size of saucers.
Oh my gosh, I'm telling you. Excited.
So I could bring like five of these books. Oh. And Opal likes them. She can't rip them or tear them. You can kind of crinkle them like paper. It's so good. Okay. Yeah. Bring those books. I will link those if you don't know what I'm talking about because they're amazing. There's like a whole series. I'm sorry. I don't know the name of the books.
Okay.
Spare clothing will also be in the packing list. Bring that on your flight. Wet wipes, wet wipes, wet wipes. For everything. All the things.
All
food face, booger face, hands, poo explosions, everything. Make it fun. This is something fun. Opal was only 14 months old on the flight, maybe 15 months. We went on a cruise. So like in the morning, I didn't even plan it. It just happened. But in the morning, I was like, I'm going to put a little vintage scarf on her like a little baby flight attendant. So she wore like a one-piece romper. It was like a navy with like some floral on it. And then I tied this little like floral vintage scarf on the side in a little knot, like a little baby. And I thought, this has to be a choking hazard. But it looks so darn cute. So I like tied the scarf and she wore it. And then all the flight attendants came out and they had scarves on.
Aww.
And my mom had Opal. And the next thing I know, stranger was holding my baby. And my mom was getting a picture of all the flight attendants with Opal and all their little scarves matched. And then they pinned wings on her.
Aww.
Which was also not safe. She was basically a walking
hazard.
Death hazard.
That's such a cute hazard.
Right. It was adorable.
Aw.
Worth it.
And then did you do something with the scarf on them?
She wore it.
No, oh, that's it. Okay.
She just wore the scarf. Make it fun as in she looked like a miniature flight attendant.
Oh, I thought maybe you were going to be maybe like, then we fly peekaboo.
Maybe it was fun for me. Maybe the scarf was just fun for me.
Make it fun for Shayla.
I don't know if Opal's going to be like, and then my mom put this scarf on me that was like a flight attendant. Okay. Dress everyone comfortable except for Opal with a scarf. But the rest of her outfit was everyone very else is comfortable. But dressed really comfortable. If there's like a really cute like tutu skirt or like jeans, like don't put jeans on your toddler on the day you're flying. Like wear something that's not going to like cause like a deep mark when she's sitting for too long or whatever. If you're going to wear leggings on the flight, like put her in little stretchy pants on the flight. Don't think of yourself. Like, do you want to wear those really tight jeans that you can't fit comfortably?
Like, do you want to wear like a tight scarf around your neck?
That's old and... Yes, yes, I do. Said every flight attendant ever. Okay. Have fun running through the airport. An airport is like a carpeted jungle that you can run freely through. So she is going to be contained on the way to the airport, contained in the airplane, contained once you leave the airport, going to wherever you are. So when you're in between flights for layover or whatever, let them run free.
Let them run.
Be the mom that almost causes everyone to crash because your toddler's running like crazy. Or get her, I'm just kidding, but put her like in an area, like an extra, like a gate that's not very populated or whatever. Make sure there's no stairs, you know, the huge. Mm-hmm. And then let her run free and then wipe them down afterwards if you're like me. I mean, if you're like Katie, you'll be like, whatever, it's toughening them up.
Mm-hmm.
But I wiped
antibodies!
Her down. I wiped her down. But running, that was one of her favorite things. Window seats. I come from a culture of always wanting aisle seats because Jonathan and I like to get in and out quickly. Yeah,
totally.
Want to get to the overhead bin. If it's two-seater on one side, you're golden. And I would have thought aisle over window, but there was one time where we were on a three-seater on one side. And there was a gentleman who we did not know by the window, and we were both by the aisle. I was in the middle holding Opal, and she kept touching like his leg and trying to get to the window. And he was very kind, but he was just acting like he didn't see her. And she was just trying to get to the window the whole time. And what I didn't think of is if you think about it, when you're on the outside, there's no containment to the side.
True.
There's no containment. So, lady coming like by with drink tray. Right. She can, her little arms, everything can come out. She can grab everyone walking by right at the inappropriate height. And when she's by the window, she not only can look out the window, which is a whole activity in its own, but nothing can happen but her touching the window or the wall.
Beautiful.
Right. Contained.
Contained.
Window seats. Window seats. Okay. And now we will start my never-ending list of options of things you might forget to pack.
Yeah. Or just like... products you can buy for your baby for home.
Good products. Most of them are products.
Lots of surprises.
Surprises
for me.
It's just lots of things. But yeah, just my top items that I have found helpful or forgotten with my first trip and then remembered to bring with my second trip.
Awesome.
I'm gonna start this with a tangent story.
Okay.
It may not work in audio form, but that's never stopped.
Are you saying you had to be there?
I don't know. Okay.
I'm a very good listener of you had to be theirs. I never have to be there.
Okay.
It's like I am there.
Let's hope none of us had to be there.
Okay.
So, first trimester pregnant Shaylee.
Oh.
Work trip.
Okay.
5 to 6 hour flight. Ish. Which is like a good sleeper
flight. Where were you going? Just curious.
I don't remember. It was work. Maybe like, it was either California, Montana. No, I was pregnant. New Jersey.
It's probably Jersey. Montana.
No, it was New Jersey. Stop it. Montana's one of our favorite places we've ever been.
I'm not surprised. That's why we call you Hannah.
Stop it! Ah, set myself up. Anyway, it was not Montana.
Oh my gosh.
It was New Jersey. And we were coming back. And I was pregnant. So I was obviously like noticing children. And there was this couple that like everyone was seated. And they like burst through the door. Flustered, late 30s, where you could tell like they really waited for this one heaven-breathed child. It's a word. Don't question it.
I'm not.
And the kid probably wasn't even that annoying of a child. He was probably just surrounded by like frantic parents that it made him like seem maybe possibly a bit annoying, but he wasn't doing anything a normal toddler wasn't doing.
This is a toddler.
Right, toddler. Okay. Yeah. Car seat aged.
Okay.
So I'd guess probably about Opal's age, honestly.
Okay.
So they come in. Yeah. They're like, I don't know that they were sweating, but if I had to guess, I would say there was sweat involved. And they were like bursting through and like had bags just strapped all over their bodies, his whole car seat, apparatuses, pouches, everything. Pouches. They're like knocking into everyone and they're going, I don't know, honey, do you want to stay here? I don't know. Do you sit? You sit over there. I'll sit over here with him. Hold on, give me. And I wish I knew his name. It was probably Joseph. Or Christian. I don't know. And so they were like, you sit here and I'll sit. So anyway, this whole hubbubaloo, they end up sitting the mom, Isle, dad, Joseph. We'll call him Joseph. I don't know.
He's across the aisle?
He was by the window.
Oh, okay.
Directly behind me. This is important. Jonathan was in front of the dad, and then the mom was across the aisle because it was like a two-seater, two-seater. So, right. Or maybe it was a three. I don't remember.
That's not important.
There were two on our side. Let's break down the floor plan. So anyway, as they're like moving around, they're like getting this car seat in. They're like, and the whole time in my brain, I'm thinking, I'm the person thinking, oh, the kid is right behind me. Oh, the kid is behind me. Then I'm thinking, oh, I have a kid inside my stomach. Like, this is what's coming. Like, this is what's coming. But it wasn't, they could have done a lap child, but they weren't. They put him in the car seat, probably for safety, because they were the type that were like annoyingly cautious.
Right.
First time parents, over the top. So, really hyper. And I'm, point of order, I'm a stressy person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a crazy run around, talk too much, overanalyze person. So when I see someone and I think like, oh man, take a step back, like chill out a little bit. You know that it's like really bad because I like run on that like playing field.
Right.
So they finally get Joseph strapped in and they turn him to where his feet are facing me. Meanwhile, I'm very sick and I'm just looking forward to like sleep on this plane. So, after they get them all strapped in, the man frantically leans in between the little cove of Jonathan and I's seat, and he taps me really hard on the shoulder, and he goes, excuse me, ma'am, and I, like, turn around, and I'm like, yeah, and he goes, if you lean your seat back, you're gonna completely crush a child.
Oh, my God.
And Jonathan will attest to this day, I am not exaggerating with the tone of importance in which he delivered this request.
Crush.
You're going to completely crush a child. And so which I just looked at him. And Jonathan did this. I don't know if it was like pregnancy hormones or what. But I was like not my normal like, totally fine. You know, like.
You just like shut down.
Kind of angry, like sarcastic Shaylee came out. Which doesn't really, you've probably never seen it. And so I think he can tell by the look I'm giving him. And then he goes, I mean, if you need to lean your seat back, you just let me know and we'll like adjust it to where like you can lean your seat back. And I go, oh no. I go, no. I go, if there's a chance that I'm going to completely crush a child, like I just won't recline it at all. That's fine. And then I turn back around and Jonathan's looking at me like, what happened? And I think I said it maybe sweeter than I just reenacted it, but I've very clearly like regurgitated the exact words
the script
that he had used to so dramatically tell me. This is a horrible story. Anyway, I did not crush the child.
Oh, thank goodness.
I did not sleep nor recline. But Joseph did kick my seat the entire time.
Oh my gosh.
In which I just kept thinking, like, you can't stop the child from kicking the seat, but maybe just say, like, honey, stop kicking the seat. And then at least I'm like, they're trying.
Right.
So that was my, and I wanted to turn around and been like, I'm pregnant and my baby needs space.
If I don't recline, I'm crushing this child.
That's like what I mouthed to Jonathan. Is like, well, my child's getting crushed because I can't lay my seat back and these maternity pants aren't doing the trick. Anyway.
Oh my gosh, you've totally convinced me to fly now. Thanks, Shaylee.
You should totally fly. Guys, it's easy. Plastic baggies. This is my first tip.
Did someone say snacks?
Snacks? Yes, snacks, but blowouts.
Oh,
for
right.
For poop explosions.
Oh, gosh, we're leading with poop explosions.
You need to be prepared before you leave the house for the poop explosion. You need an extra change of pants because you're checking your bag when you get there. Check everything you can under the plane. But even if it's just they have a blanket and they squirted, you know, like pouch all over it,
mm-hmm.
and you have to either put it back in your bag full of all the clean stuff that's supposed to last you for a whole week on your trip, or throw it away, which you're not going to do, or like wrap it, but then if someone like pulls it out, then you're like in trouble because it got everything dirty.
And what's the solution? A plastic bag.
And I like the Ziploc bags you can actually zip. You could also do Walmart bags, but they just don't look as pretty tucked in your bag. Let's be honest. But there have been so many times I like had like a few of those in there. I actually,
since I cloth diaper, I just use my wet bags. So if you cloth diaper, use your wet bags. They work as a plastic bag. And then you can wash them and reuse them.
Ah, the earth. And the earth smiles.
And the earth smiled at Shaylee.
At Shaylee. I feel better about myself now. No, but you can use wet bags or you can use plastic bags or Walmart bags or whatever. But there have been so many times that I thought, I don't need this. And then she pooped and it got all over her pants. And you can throw, obviously, the poop away, but then, like, you wash it off because that's gross. But then it's, like, wet pants and there's nowhere to put it. And it's just, like, saved the day. It turns an emergency into
a problem?
Into a solution.
Okay.
Turns an emergency into a solution.
Or you can just use regular diapers and, like, you don't have blowouts.
No. She doesn't use cloth diapers when we travel. Crazy.
Oh, really?
No. Oh. Where would I wash them?
That's a tip.
Yeah. Oh, if you use cloth diapers, unless you're, like, real good. If you're real good, you're probably camping anyway, in which wash them in the river. You probably wouldn't be using the jet fuel to fly. I dabble on the line between good and not good.
You're middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
We're a couple.
I cloth diapers when it's convenient, which is never.
There went Hannah again.
Oh, guys. Oh, that was her too.
It's okay.
How's this never come up?
Miley, okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Miley.
For being here.
If you want to come on the podcast.
No, she's here.
She's here. Oh, I forgot. Anyway, plastic bags.
I hope that we haven't, like, someone's like, maybe I should fly. And then they're like, first tip, poop explosion. And they're like,
no, yeah! Here's the thing. It's like saving for an emergency fund. If you're prepared for it, it's not a big deal. Poop explosions are going to happen. They're going to happen. So as long as you're prepared for it, she poops, you have a change of pants, you take care of it. Harry,
I took care of it.
Uh-huh. You put the pants in the bag. New diaper, new pants. It's not a big deal.
Okay, all right.
You're prepared. You're going to high-five yourself in that bathroom. Only going to be perspiring a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And you put them in. Okay, so baggies. Also baggies for snacks. Baggies for everything. Baggies for medicine. Everything you have that could leak and get all of your stuff dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Put in a plastic bag.
Hairspray.
Hairspray, which your baby doesn't need. But
just
packing for adults. Do you hairspray your children? Yes, plastic bags. Okay. Changing pad. This isn't your full-fledged changing pad. I'm talking about your little changing pad, but preferably one large enough to where it covers the airport changing tables. My baby did not poop on the plane. I have not changed a baby in the small little plane bathroom, nor do I believe they have a changing table. So change them right before you get on that flight.
Good call.
Yeah. And then worst case scenario, they send a poopy diaper for a little bit, or you change them on your lap.
Yeah.
But I just figure, unless they're like screaming and crying, they probably poop at night and sit in poopy diapers and live to tell about it. So they'll be fine. Okay, diapers. Obviously bring diapers. Obviously bring diaper wipes and bring extra. Sometimes we went on a cruise, our first flight with Opal, and some people said, buy all of that at Walmart before you get on the cruise. And like, I was going to do it. But then I was like, that adds just a level of, like, something else to do.
Right.
Between
the flight and the cruise, they're saying?
Right. And there is weight and stuff involved with that.
Right.
But the way I figured it, I'm going to probably buy souvenirs on the cruise, like coffee cups. We collect coffee cups and stuff. And so she's looking at my coffee cups and judging. So we used the wipes and the diapers, and then we filled it with coffee cups and
wooden fish.
Yeah.
Smart.
You make room. So, because if you go and you're like 49.5 out of 50 pounds on your way there and you're taking 100% of everything back, you have no extra weight for everything. So, smaller diaper bag packed inside the main bag. This is in case the airport bag is huge.
Okay.
So, I have a big diaper bag backpacky thing.
It's actually a Fawn design bag, and they did not sponsor this, but I love it, and it's beautiful.
Super cute. F-A-W-N. Maybe they will sponsor after they hear this, but they won't. That's how sponsors work. I sponsor that. I talk about it, and then they pay us afterwards.
Yeah.
Right.
Also McDonald's.
Also McDonald's is awesome. So nutritious.
That will be $4,000.
So delicious. I do like McDonald's coffee. Side note. Okay. So, a little bag. So basically, if you get into the airplane and it's a smaller one, mm-hmm. Springfield has a smaller airport, and you don't have enough room to put your diaper bag under the seat, or you just want extra feet room, mm-hmm. then you have this little one that you can slide under your seat.
Nice.
So you're not having to get out and back, getting your diaper bag up under the thing. And then also, that way, you don't have to put like all of your wipes and all of your diaper bag and like check all of the stuff that you can. And then you just have your like airport bag. And depending on how long your flights are, just the, you know, the essentials. Nice. Okay, baby meds.
Baby meds.
Bring your baby meds. Because I feel like parenting with children sick or healthy is such a roller coaster from someone who's had a sick child last week. Mm. So I feel like if she's healthy, there can be like a person with like whooping cough next to her. And I'm like, she's good. Like, she is so healthy. Look at her. And she's like toddling around. And then like 3.7 seconds, she's sick. And then I'm like, I'm never letting her out of the house ever again. Mm. This is not worth it. So it can change in hours.
Right.
And if you're traveling somewhere that has a different, you know, air quality, air conditioner, she's around a bunch of people, she's stuck in an airplane with like coughing Billy that's always on the airplane. Always on the airplane. There's like a sniffling someone's always on the airplane. You're like, stay home. Stay home. So if and when they get sick, Opal did not, but there's nothing worse, I would imagine, than being stuck somewhere and being like, hey, do you know anywhere that sells a nose Frida? Like, because my baby's boogers are stuck up their nose. Like, they don't sell anything. I couldn't even find diapers on the cruise.
Oh, wow, really?
But I had to finagle them.
Man.
That story's to come. So, Tylenol, cough medicine, Highland, the natural kind is what we use, gas drops, saline nose spray, nose sucker, we use nose Frida, anything like that. And side note, if you don't know what a nose Frida is, we'll link it in the show notes.
Is that where you suck?
You suck the boogers out. Listen, it is not as gross as you think.
Finish that, though.
Now, listen. Okay, so the bulb thing.
Oh, gosh.
The aspirator, right? That's what it's called?
Yes.
The bulb sucker that they give you at the hospital. That only has the sucking capacity. So think. You compress, and then it goes.
Yeah.
And then once it opens, that's all it can suck. If I'm sucking the boogers, I can go. As much as air I have in my lungs, that's the size of the, like, compression and
But there's
suction.
Plenty of space where it's not going
to
come near
no,
you,
No, okay,
right?
So there's a long hose attached to a little thing with a sponge little filter.
Okay.
And the sponge separates you from the boogies, plus a long hose.
Okay.
And then it sucks into this little apparatus at the end, so you can suck, but it'll never go through the, like, spongy filter.
Okay.
And it's so good. Oh, my goodness, it's so good. Like, so good. You feel so accomplished and you get so many boogers out.
Okay.
And it's great. So I saline first and then I suck the boogers out. Just try it. Don't dog it. It's
just
disgusting. It's disgusting until it's 2 a.m. and your baby can't sleep because it has boogers in its nose and like
and
mucus.
Like,
and then you're like, I would suck this out with a straw right now. Good thing I have this nose Frida because I was about to just go for it.
That's funny.
Okay. Nose Frida. Side note. Okay. Special bottle soap. I, for one, use a special, like, natural bottle soap.
Oh, my gosh.
But any kind of bottle soap. I don't know if you use normal dish soap. That's fine. No judging. I mean, a little bit of judging, but it's okay. No judging. But I use this special bottle soap. So the first time I went to, like, a hotel, I think, I didn't bring special bottle soap. Well, hotel soap is, like, another level of gross over normal dish soap. So there's, like, special all-natural bottle soap made for babies. Normal dish soap. Travel hotel soap.
Okay.
So you have to clean out the bottle with, like, it wasn't actually the bottle. I was cleaning out, like, breast milk, breast pump apparatuses with it. And mm-hmm. I remember just being like, this goes against everything I try to keep clean and natural all of the time by using this, like, hot pink soap in this bathroom. And so from then on, I always will squirt my all natural soap into a little travel soap dispenser and take it with me.
Huh.
No.
Wow.
I feel like you have a glazed look. Like, I would never care to do that.
Never knew non-dish soap was even
It's like all-natural plant-based soap for made for bottles and binkies.
Wow. to think that my kids are even alive. I should
know the brand. I don't know how they survived. I don't know how they survived. So that's optional. We'll list that under the optional bullet points. You know, take these with a grain of salt. Add to it what you need to. Leave out what you need
to. I'm starting to think Joseph's parents were...
Joseph!
Out of control.
Were us. No. Like, if this is me, his parents were all bad.
If you got plant-based bottle soap, what did Joseph's mom have?
I don't... She probably just breastfed him until he was, like, 7. Not that there's anything wrong with that. If they're old enough for public school, it's time to just think about weaning. I'm just throwing it out. I will say, I judged Joseph's parents when I was not even showing pregnant.
Right.
With my first child.
Right.
So there's a good chance Shaylee with a 16-month-old.
You're like, I get it.
Right. Would be like, oh, do you need help with that extra bag?
I almost did crush him.
Right. I don't want to crush him. No, whatever. I'd be like, hell, be fine. I think that's what I'd say now. Okay. Blanket, obviously. But I would bring the blanket with you in your bag that you have on the airplane if they are attached to a special blanket. Clothing, I already said, obviously you need clothing for your child, but pack an extra set. Bathing suit. You don't want to... We were going to a bathing suit-y type place, but you don't want to get to a hotel that has a swimming pool. And your kids are like, wait, this place has a pool? You're like, yeah, too bad none of us have the appropriate clothing to use it. Bathing suit. That's good. Oh, plastic bags also come in handy for those.
Yeah.
Because usually you swim and then you rinse them out and then they're not dry by the time you get back on the plane. You don't have to put them in. They're all wet.
You know, I normally, I have these plant-based plastic bags though.
You just use plant-based swimsuits where they're just like leaves?
I do. Yes.
Then they just compost before
exactly.
We leave?
Exactly.
They just compost.
I would never wrap my child
In nylon.
Stop. I'll give you my plane tips at the end. I haven't been on a plane, but I'll show you what I...
Don't do it.
I'll plan to do.
Okay. Jacket and coat. We had a coat, preferably with a hood or a little hat. We had a little bonnet and we had a little jacket with a hat. But we were on a cruise, so technically we were flying into Texas. And then we cruised around warm areas, but it was real windy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you never know, even like in Mexico, at night it can get cold. So always plan for cool, and babies get colder. Either babies get colder than adults, or that's just a myth, and people are always bundling babies because they need to be warmer than the average human. I know, they're like sweating, like, Mom, can I take this off? Maybe not. Oval literally did that to me. Okay. Bibs. Overrated for packing, potentially, but I use the silicone bibs.
Yeah,
they have the little pocket.
Yeah, I love those.
And actually, all this side tangent, but all oranges, cuties, those little cuties, are Opal's, like, she begs for them and we have to hide them from her because that's all she'll want, like candy. Yeah. Poor thing's never had real candy. And I'll take all the slices apart and I put them in the pocket of her bib.
Yeah.
And then she just walks around like it's her little, like, food pouch. And she, like, pulls them out of the pouch and, like, eats them. Like, my snacks come with me everywhere I go.
Huh, nice.
So... Obviously, that's great. They're just great bibs for keeping. I'll link it in the show notes.
Okay.
Katie usually does our show notes, so every time I say, we'll link it in the show notes, she's probably like, good. Okay, but one of those, they roll up, they're light, and especially when you get fancy for like dinners, which cruises have fancy dinners. It's our first one. It was like a sorority mixed with like a youth camp. It was very confusing.
For old people,
there were a lot of Rascal Scooters, a lot of sequins. I, for one, was very confused. My husband was like, I don't want to bring a long sleeve dress shirt. I was like, just bring one. And he's like, short sleeve's fine. I'm like, they said sport coat and tie, so like long sleeve dress shirt. And we got there and we're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Fancy. So Opa was in her sequins gown.
Was she?
No. But close. And what she has that's close to that, which is like baby fancy. I don't know what that is, what that's called. Baby fashion?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yep.
Baby formal attire. I don't know.
Plush baby.
Anyway, the silicone bib. If I didn't have it, dinners would have been way less enjoyable. Even now, if we're going out to like just a restaurant, like a sit-down restaurant, she's in her thing, also known as a high chair. I put the bib on. And it makes dinner so much more enjoyable than like... her eating something that could potentially stain her little white shirt, and I'm stressed out about it. So, Bibs.
Do you have any other tips for how to not get food stains on your baby's sequined outfits?
Just don't feed them.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
How do you get things out of sequins? Puffs?
What I like to do is take a tiny plant-based toothbrush made for sequins.
I call that a twig.
It's literally plant.
It's plant-based.
Base, like the base of a plant.
It's the base of a plant.
The base of a plant. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hats and sunscreen. So this isn't as much plain. Now I'm getting into like, I'm realizing that my list is going drastically towards like on the trip.
Yeah, it's good.
These are packing tips. For your suitcase or your diaper bag. Hats and sunscreen.
Baby organic not cry sunscreen. I have this kind of sparkles in it.
How are my kids alive? This is called first baby versus third baby.
My first baby never once did I do this.
This is called
the Shaley
Joseph first story was really about me. No, I don't know where I found the sparkly
in
sunscreen.
In that Shemadon, pan out. It was Shaley.
Pan out. We're all in an alternate reality where I have Joseph, who's actually a girl baby. Hats and sunscreen.
Joe Paul.
Sippy cup.
Oh.
Sippy cup for water. Obviously. But that's a pack in the bag that you're taking on the plane option. Because you never know when a kid's going to get a little thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
That flight attendant's in her ready for landing seat and there's no water option. Bottles. I took a lot of plastic bags, but I took large plastic bags with her bottles, the special bottle soap. We'll link it in the show notes.
She'll link it.
I'll link my
You'll
my,
link it in all the eye roll.
I'll link, if I can find the sparkly sunscreen, I'll link it. I'll link my favorite.
It's sparkly?
It's sparkly.
Oh, that's fun.
You roll it on it sparkly and so you can cute. See. But Opal does have a lot of the shirted swimsuits because that's how we roll.
Yeah.
You know, safety first.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt like when I was in high school, I was like, I'll probably be the kind of like the cute little bikinis. Now that I'm a mom, I'm like, full sleeves.
Full sleeves.
Full sleeves.
Yeah.
That's for no one to see. I'm just kidding. I'm like changing her diaper. And then I'm like, full sleeves. Okay. Sippy cup, bottles. Obviously bring bottles. I just would bring two. One trip I brought three and I just alternated between the same two. So I would bring two so you can have like one full of milk and one that's cleaning with your plant-based soap. Drying in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turn it into like a little kitchen. Like it's like a little assembly line. And I put a little dishcloth out and then I clean it. Mm-hmm. I turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
And Cruises had whole milk on demand. So it was like luxury.
Mm-hmm.
I brought formula with me.
Just in case.
Organic. Oh. Plant-based. No, I'm just kidding. It was organic, but I brought formula with me because I was in the middle of like half nursing, half formula, half whole milk. But if you do whole milk, if your baby's already a year old or whenever that happens and you do whole milk, just get toddler formula for the trip because then you don't have to worry about refrigerating or buying like a gallon of whole milk. Or our refrigerator was like, we were like, excuse me, this isn't getting very cold. And they're like, it's a cooler. It's like a cooler. And I was like, okay, well, it looks like a little refrigerator and it's not keeping it at safety level. So we just would get the whole milk or use the formula. So side note, if you even have a refrigerator, sometimes they don't. Snacks. Always snacks. I have snacks, 4 exclamation marks, always snacks. Now I will say snacks. I was packing snacks and that was one thing where Jonathan was like, they'll have snacks. Like we'll be able to get snacks. There was food.
Right.
Weren't so many snacks. So gotcha. I would say, depending on where you're going, we were on a cruise that was going to international locations. If you're going to, like, Florida, you can swing by wherever, the nearest grocery store, and get you some snacks. But depending on where you're going or if it's international, worst case scenario, you're going to be like, we brought too many snacks, which is way less of an emergency
than,
like,
I don't see a problem.
We don't have any snacks. And she's losing her mind. Especially
a lobster puff or Opal.
Well,
a lobster puff from the buffet.
Baby, when a lobster tail, they're free. And we paid for them in the ticket, but they feel free.
They feel free now.
Yes, or a variety of snacks, because sometimes she doesn't feel like something that maybe she felt like before. You know.
Right.
This is something to bring with you for the room. This depends on the person, potentially. I feel like I'm going to get an eye roll, so I'm stalling. Nightlight or music slash sound?
Yeah.
Opal has a monkey. We'll link it. No, but this actually is the best one. So she had one of those little lightning bugs that lit up.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, made designs on the ceiling.
Cool.
Which was good when she was, like, a little, like, fetus-shaped infant and couldn't do anything but, like, lay and stare. Mm-hmm. Now that she's, like, we'll call it interactive, there's this little monkey that its little belly lights up, mm-hmm. and it makes sounds, and then, like, its belly turns off, but, like, the sounds still go, and it goes from a song to, like, night sounds. Mm-hmm. So, like, a song with belly light to, it sounds creepy, but it's really cool. And then it goes to, like, night crickets with mm-hmm. no belly light. And then it goes to, like, white noisy crickets to, like, nothing. And, like, fades out.
Mm, and then you can't restart it?
You can. If she pushes the belly, it starts.
Oh, okay.
Which it's, like, sometimes in the middle of the night, we'll be like, is she up? And then we'll hear, like, da, 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 da. And we're like, she hit her monkey. It's fine. Huh. And she'll, in the morning, she'll, like, play with the monkey. It's pretty cute.
Aw.
Anyway, that would be not good if we didn't have that. So keep as many things, like, normal
right.
as you can. Then a really good friend, I can't remember who it is, told me about this sound machine that's like...
It's like a fan in a can.
It's like a fan can all natural wind. It's like real wind.
It purifies
it's
the wind.
It's not synthetic. It's like real wind in a can. I actually don't recall the name of it.
It powers itself with wind power.
With wind power.
It's a windmill.
It's like a windmill, but you have to plug it in and use electricity. No, it's great. My mom ordered one, too, so we both have one at our house.
Yeah, they're great because they're so small.
And surprise! The friend was Katie.
And it was me!
Said, I take it with me. I'm pretty sure I'd be like, I don't know what to do. And she'd be like, I use this. I'd be like, I don't know what to do. I use this. So really, this list might be Katie. I think I took Katie's list and then I embellished it with, like, needless, frivolous things.
Don't blame this list on me. This list is crazy.
It's really Katie's list. Sound machine. So, okay, we took a sound machine, her monkey, and her blanket. So bedtime, she'd get sound machine, monkey, and her blanket.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like as much like home as possible without your comfortable mattress, which was also a problem. We totally broke the rules and like extra padded the base mm-hmm. because she was just like not comfortable.
Yeah.
And it was really hard. And she's used to like a luxurious mattress. I feel like me cheating and like extra padding the base was like blurring the line between not co-sleeping and co-sleeping. It's like, I'm not going to put her in bed with me, but I'm going to give her some sheets like she is. Like, I'm sure she'll be okay. No, but she was good. And she was older. She was 15 months. So the risk of other things happening were lessened, not to encourage anyone to do outside of the rules. So she slept really well. Stroller. This is specific. I don't know. I feel like this is across the board.
Okay.
I looked up cruise travel sites because I was researching. And someone said, do not bring a jogging stroller on a cruise because there is no room to store it and it will be terrible and it will take up half of the space of your cabin. So I almost, makes me think about it, didn't bring it.
And then you thought,
nah. Then I thought, uh-uh. When have I been a rule follower?
Always ever.
Always my whole life. And I thought, well, maybe I'll bring it just in case. Because, other fun fact, flying, because that's our topic, flying with children, you can, for free, children, listen how great this is. Children under 2 fly for free if they sit on your lap. If you wanted their own seat in a car seat like Joseph had, you have to pay, which his parents had no problem doing, extra for the seat. Then you get an extra bag for them that does not count. So I get 2 checked or carry-ons. So I can have the diaper bag plus my personal item plus my carry-on. Mm-hmm. So check the flight, whatever company that you're flying through to make sure. But usually they get a personal item, like you can bring their diaper bag and you can bring a stroller all the way to the gate.
Ooh.
We're going to act like that was a neon. All the way to the gate. So you can literally, you have like your own little shopping cart. You put all the stuff in it, you roll it all the way to the gate, and then you gate check it for free, which is awesome.
That's awesome.
So, the stroller was great. Opal's the type that goes everywhere and is crazy, but if she's in a like stroller, she's kind of like, go, I'm in the stroller. So she doesn't like fight it. And she's not a good napper, and she fell asleep in the stroller in the airports and would nap that
way. Nice.
It was great.
And then on the actual cruise ship, what?
On the cruise ship, right when we got there, which this was a Royal Caribbean cruise, so I don't know if every cruise ship's different, But they were like, hey, yeah, with that stroller, you can just park it out in the hall. And then just at night before you go to sleep, just roll it right inside your door. But then all the rest of the time, you're fine having it out in the hall. So I was like, great. So then it was super easy because it was never in our way.
Nice.
We used it almost like multiple times a day.
Nice.
Literally. And then you can stroll her around and she could sleep if we were like doing other things. They didn't just have to be in the room. Although mm-hmm. most of the time she napped in the room. And then my sister, who has a 2.5-year-old, the whole trip, they didn't bring a stroller. And we brought one of those like Ergo Baby carriers and then the stroller. And the whole trip they were like, hey, are you guys using the stroller? Or, if we run up, do you care if we, like, Hudson's asleep? If we run up real quick to the big, hey, he fell asleep in the stroller. Do you need it in the next couple hours? Or could we, like, take it around? So we were really nice to let him use it. But I want to be like, aha, didn't bring a stroller. It's pretty nice.
Bring a stroller.
Yeah, we just came up with a rental rate. It was fair for everyone.
It's $500
a day. $500 a day. Every day. Car seat? ? We did not bring a car seat. But there were times where we were in a car with her in other countries. So that's your call.
Mm.
How safe do you want to be? How important is your child's life? But that then I would stressful. Have to think back to like, yeah, but 25 years ago, like Jonathan's mom always talks about.
Right.
His older sister, who's 8 years older, 8 year old, like Natalie held him on the way from home from the hospital car, just like an 8 year old, just holding a newborn infant.
No way! That's crazy.
Driving home in Kentucky. Yeah. So then I'm like, it'll be okay.
It'll be good.
She'll be okay. And most of them were, like, larger buses and stuff. But, yeah, you don't have to have. And I'm such a rule follower that Jonathan was like, I don't know how I feel about this. I'm like, it's totally illegal. Babies don't have to have car seats in foreign countries. And he's like, yeah, but, like,
I'd like her to have
they're here seat. To protect her life. Therefore, even right. though it's not a rule, is it smart? And I was like, oh, that's another angle. That's another
this
angle.
Is, see, guys, this is the downfall of the rule follower. Sometimes right? you're like, if it's not a rule.
Yeah, it's not a rule. We're in the clear.
We're in the clear. Yeah. I can't technically get penalized.
If they ever legalized all the drugs, we're in trouble. It's not a rule. They said we're good. Talking about my cruise, just to kind of do like a once-over in a nutshell, here's what I learned. It was not as bad as I thought it was. My parents were on the trip, which is helpful. We traveled with a family. They were also on our flight, and I'm a people pleaser and very concerned for what other people think. So I felt very, she made a sound, like, oh, she's crawling all over me. She hit the back of the seat one time, or like she's waving adorably at the people behind us. Like what feels like a big deal to you usually is not a big deal to 9 times out of 10 everyone who's on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends, when we were getting ready to take the trip, was like, you'll never see any of these people ever again.
Right.
And I think that's kind of like, hey, 95% of these people are cool. They get it. They have kids of their own. They've done it. And the other 5%, you're never going to see ever again.
Right.
So even if there's some people who are like giving you looks or whatever, I think that
chances are they're not even going to remember. And they're probably not going to like call you out specifically on their like public podcast about it.
Right. They're not going to remember specifics like the name of the child. The words that were used, the tone like in which they were delivered.
It probably didn't even register to them. It
probably didn't even register. They probably weren't like, they're probably like really sharp pregnancy hormone memory wasn't in like tact, where they didn't like cling on to every word and remember it for their very public podcast years
they're
definitely
later. They're not going to shame you publicly. That would be, and if they do, that's weird of them.
Right. That's on you.
That's their problem.
That's on
if they're so broken.
That they remember, right?
Yeah, they're probably the type of person that like uses like plant-based bottle,
right? And you know what? I'm sure when they have their own kids and they decide to travel, they'll
right.
get it. They'll get it.
They'll get it.
They won't still harvest those feelings.
Yeah, exactly.
Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Well, Shaylee, that was good. That was informative.
Thanks. It's worth it.
So yeah, I'm. I guess that's the big question.
Did it sound depressing? Because
no,
I wasn't meaning for it to sound depressing.
No.
I was be prepared for success.
Because then you were successful. You felt like you
I
had
was.
Everything when you needed
and
it.
And here, this is my biggest win. Can I tell you my biggest win?
Tell me your biggest win.
And actually, it was someone's blog's biggest win because I read about it before, but then I was so proud that I read about it and did it. And then by the end, I was like, I don't even know if I need this, which is probably your like approach to the whole thing at the beginning, which is also a win. But they were like, cruises don't have bathtubs. They have little bitty showers, so bring an inflatable bathtub. So Opal's obsessed with ducks, rubber duckies,
aww.
And I found a duck inflatable tub that was tiny, and it blew up like a little duck pool that was small, like 24 inches wide probably. And then you fill it up with water and give them the bath inside the duck, and then they don't have to sit on the like floor that probably like old people feed in.
And then it doesn't take up any room.
And it doesn't take up any room in your bag, but then you blew it up and then we just like kept it up on the top of the cabinets. Anyway, and she loved it. And
that
I
seems
felt
like
so
a really good
proud of myself.
That seems like a really good just product to have. And then you don't have to store it.
Right?
In between kits. That's brilliant.
Right. And then inflatable it down.
Yeah.
Inflate, deflate.
Yeah, or it becomes a pool toy in the summer, maybe. I don't know. I'd have
to
look
cut
at
a
it.
Hole, which would defeat the purpose of
All right, you know what? Bye-bye. Just stop with the first tip I just had. Okay, so for our segment tonight, I am going to lead you through Katie's quick and dirty tips. Okay? I'm going to do exactly what Shaylee just did.
Okay.
But I'm going to see if I can do it in 2 minutes or less.
Okay.
If you want to travel with your kids, here's what you need to bring. Diapers. Wipes. Snacks. One bottle. If you need to just run that bottle underneath the sink and just shake it right out and don't really clean it at all.
No soap at all?
That's fine.
That's like the ultimate natural.
If you don't need a bath, guess who also doesn't need a bath? Your kid. It's a week.
No.
You're fine.
No.
Sunscreen.
Full submersion.
If they can't be tough enough against the sun by now.
You're a terrible mother.
I can't help them. You can go through your whole life trying to screen the sun. You're going to lose.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It's a losing battle.
You're a terrible human.
Give up.
Or a great mom. I don't know.
Get on a plane. God bless America.
And God bless your kids for surviving that trip.
Okay, the sunscreen, do the sunscreen.
Do the sunscreen.
I don't have the organic kind or whatever.
Hashtag skin cancer.
I don't have the kind you eat. I don't know what you put on your kid, but.
You eat it and it internally protects from the sun.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
No, good, really good stuff, Shaylee, though.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for that.
Guys, get out there and travel with your kids. Messaged us and said, we have a trip coming up in 1 week. I can't wait to hear all about your cruise. Sorry that this is 2 months later. I hope you don't learn anything that would have been useful. It was Amy. Sorry, Amy.
Thank you for listening to Shaylee and Katie the podcast. You can find us on Facebook or on Instagram at Shaylee and Katie. And if you want to be our best friend, you can leave us a review on iTunes. Those are greatly appreciated. Seriously. Seriously.
Are you being serious?